We're up to Urchatz. We're going to wash our hands. Why are we washing our hands? Oh, to dip the vegetable in salt water. So if you're going to eat a wet vegetable, you're supposed to have clean hands, at least in the days of the temple. Today we're not so careful about it. But here we're washing our hands. We will not make a blessing over the washing, and then we'll eat a vegetable. So what our sages wanted was to arouse the child's curiosity. Why do we eat the vegetable dipped in salt water? For one reason. So that the kid's going to say, why are you eating the vegetable dipped in salt water? That's why we're eating it. We're eating it so that the kid's going to wonder. He knows what every holiday looks like. He knows what Shabbos looks like. Every Friday night, what do? We make kiddush, then we wash, and we eat bread. Here, we make kiddush, we wash, no blessing, and then no bread. Suddenly, you bring a small bowl of salad. Everyone takes a vegetable, dips in salt water. Now, what our sages wanted was that after you dip the vegetable in salt water, you should clear off the table as though the meal is done. So that the child's going to say, hey, but we didn't eat anything. What do you mean the meal's done? Right? We want him to start asking questions, and we'll tell him, really, what else do you notice that's different here? And the child's going to say, well, I don't see any challah on the table. And I don't see us making a motzi. So you tell him, right, here, you see, this bread is different. This is the poor man's bread that we ate in Egypt. Let me explain to you the story. This is supposed to be a lead into the question. Our sages wanted, as the Torah instructed, that the discussion of the Seder will stem from children's asking questions. They'll notice that things are different, and then we're supposed to tell them, yes, things are different because things were different. On this night, everything changed. All of life started anew for the Jewish people. Everything was different. And we start discussing with them what's different and why. So basically, we're washing our hands the way they did in the days that they were careful for holy foods. They'd wash their hands before eating the foods if they were wet, because wetness is a conductor for defilement, for impurity. So if you're going to eat fruit or vegetable that are wet, you have to wash your hands. Today, we're not so careful about it. People do it all the time, right? They serve you vegetables down in the lunchroom. Very often, they're still wet. They were washed, and they're still wet. Does anyone wash their hands before they eat the vegetables? People will sometimes dip their something in the milk or dip food in tchina. I don't know if the tchina is liquid enough to be considered a liquid. But we're not so careful about this anymore. So we do this because tonight we're arousing the child's curiosity. Now, customarily, it's a small Seder, so we walk around with a bowl and everyone, we wash their hands in their honor and they dry it at the table. This is part of showing that everyone is royalty. Out of modesty, men should not wash women's hands, women should not wash men's hands. Men wash men, women wash women. Now, by the way, the same is true with regards to the wine. Traditionally, we each pour someone else's cup of wine. No one pours for themselves. This is part of being royalty, that someone else pours my cup for me. And again, men should not be pouring women any alcoholic beverages, and women should not be pouring men. Men pour for men, women pour for women. Obviously, a husband and wife are supposed to pour for one another. That's part of the closeness that's supposed to be there. Specifically because of that, we don't do it for other people. A wife could wash her husband's hands. A husband could wash his wife's hands, because that's exactly the idea. It's something that connotes closeness. Don't do it with another woman, right? So we're going to dip a vegetable in salt water. We make the blessing Borei Pri Ha'adama, and we'll have in mind that that blessing will cover us also later for the maror, which is not really a part of the meal. You don't usually eat horseradish at the beginning of a meal. Maybe some people do. But still, so the Borei Pri Ha'adama, we have to have both in mind. Customarily, we eat a small volume of the karpas, because otherwise we're going to have to make an after blessing. Most people are very hungry at the beginning of the Seder, and so you could go with the opinion that says you could eat a large volume of karpas. Just beware that your host and his children might look at you and say, huh? So if they bring out a lot of potatoes and you see everyone's eating a lot of potatoes or vegetables, so you could join the gang. But if everyone else is eating a small volume, I don't know what to tell you. Don't be different. You got to be like everyone else. Yes?
When we wash in the way for a meal, or we wash in
No, you're washing the same way you would for bread. It's the same idea as washing for bread, only here you're not making a blessing. Technically, the idea is as follows. Anytime you're going to eat a fruit or vegetable that was immersed in water, you should wash your hands. We don't do that too much anymore. The reason we're washing for bread is because part of making bread is mixing water with flour. So that's the one remnant that we have, that we wash our hands as though it were the days when we were careful to eat things in purity. So in those days, anytime you touch something without washing your hands first, you would defile it. Specifically, if it was wet, if it was never wet, so then it cannot become defiled. Bread, by definition, was always wet. You wet the flour, right? In order to bake bread, you need to have it be wet. So that remains. So that our sages instituted, that till today, we wash our hands with a blessing over eating bread. What about other vegetables that are wet? So if they're still wet, we wash our hands without a blessing. But again, most people are not careful about that today. Okay, so now we're up to Maggid.